The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 261. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm saving Brian for lies. Brett Murdoch.
What's up, everybody?
Adam Vale.
What's the word, internet?
And Mr. Brian Manjoma.
Shout out to all those empty plastic bottles out there. Lucky.
Yo, some drama.
Okay,
First of all,
why is he put last? And why is he the only motherfucker that gets sir?
Well, there's two reasons for that. First of all,
actually, English.
There's three reasons. One,
is he a lord? Do I not know this?
Yeah, you do not know. Yes.
Have you been knighted, Brian?
Brian, just say yes.
Yes.
And the main reason the reason he goes last is because you always yell at me when I don't put him last
for the outro.
Exactly. No, for this too, right? Because he always gives us one. Brian always gives us something, man.
No, Brian always kills the outro.
He always does the intro too, man. He kills everybody here, man. Because he's British. That's why I call him Sir. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
please,
man.
Never call me sir. I think of that. Whenever I hear sir, I think of an old person. So, well, thanks.
Yo, man, you old now, son.
I don't need that.
Yo, I remember.
Yo, man, you are somebody's father.
Yeah. Even at my job, when they're like, sir, I'm like, fuck that. No, none of that.
I'd be like, you'd be like, call me Mr. Vale. All
right. You could be even more dad about it and be like, sir was my father.
See, Adam, you and I have a different outlook on that shit, man. I remember when people started first calling me sir, I'm like, that's right, motherfucker. Sir. You know, put respect on that
damn
name.
It just sounds like something you would say to an old person.
It's like, oh, Adam, you are fucking old, bro.
That's why you gotta keep saying this?
Calm down, Gramps.
Yeah. You know, take your Metamucil and shit, man. Calm down, son.
Yo, man, time to read the New York Times.
Damn. Oh, man. New York.
Let's simmer down. Pull out that
smoking pipe.
I do want one of those. One day. I'm sitting on the porch with my pipe.
Just chilling, you know?
Waiting for the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, anyway, before we go on, we probably could have done this today, but we'll do it early tomorrow. We're going to put out a quick video of a contest that we're doing that's actually going to be going live on Thursday. We're going to give you a free game, man. You're going to have 5 titles to choose from, so that's going to be over. You know, we're going to post that video. I don't know if Twitch lets you upload videos anymore. You know how they used to let you do that?
You know what? Just test it out.
First, it don't matter. It's going to, you know, if it's on Twitch, whatever, but it'll definitely be on the YouTube channel. And over on our Twitter, we're going to post a link. You know, it's like, hey, what game do you guys want us to give away? And the winner of the game will be the one given away. So the choices will be Death Stranding, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Pokemon Sword and Shield, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and The Outer Worlds. So, yeah, Manny and I, we're going to put that video up probably a little bit after noon tomorrow. So look out for that, man. Should be good. And without further ado, let's get into it, man. All right, first up, Mr. Paiku Han starts us off. So his first question is, what improvements to controllers would you like to see in the next-gen consoles? He says, I would like USB Type-C port, a button solely dedicated to taking a screenshot, and a second button to record a clip. Interesting. All right, so, yeah, what improvements or enhancements or whatever do you want to see in controllers next-gen?
Backflaps.
Backflaps. Hell fucking yeah. Those need to be standard.
But then that'll impact their pro controller models, because that's a big selling point.
Yeah, but it would be cool if that becomes a standard, you know, at least the option for it. Yeah, I'm with Brett on that one. What about you, Adam? Do you want to see anything?
Interchangeable parts to change the sticks so I can get a little higher sticks and then change the D-pads and stuff. at least that much. I know that's another selling point for the pro models, but man, that would be cool. Just say, hey, here's your controller. Oh, you don't like the stick? You know, and you can get different sizes, different colors, you know, because how many times we've talked about it with yours that you just like rub down and you have no more grip.
Yeah, yeah.
But you like the controller. Yeah. You still like it. Like I have the, you know, we have the anniversary PlayStation, you know, PlayStation throwback one. I love that space gray one, you know, but I have no grips on the shit. I would love to just pop those out, you know, and put in some new grips and continue to use the controller and also to replace the battery. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I do want to add this, and this is a rumor right now, but apparently they're going to make this dream come true. The PlayStation 5 controller will not have a light on it, so that would be good. We don't need that shit.
How do you know they won't do the other half? Because essentially have the light behind what's that thing, the touchscreen? And then there was that other rumor.
They could do that.
Or the other rumor, the fact that they'll double down on it, and literally that touchscreen is literally a touchscreen.
Oh man! Oh god! Hope not. We don't need one.
No.
Anyway, Chris, what improvements do you want to see?
We don't need
the
one
controller.
I would say, I'd like more textured grips, like not just the plastic, but maybe like a rubber or a silicone or something, and. Every controller should have swappable batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Xbox is the only one that does it. Like, I have a dead controller now. Like, I got, my wife got me a new one. And even with the Pro controller for Nintendo, that battery is great, but eventually it's going to wear out. And I can't replace it. You have to buy a whole new controller.
Well, the Pro controller for the Xbox, the new one, you can't swap the battery. It has to charge.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. We're like, why would they do that? That's like one of the best selling points, like you said. And it's like, now on your pro model, the super expensive one, yeah, that one has to charge.
That's the one thing that you can't modify.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's like the main thing for me. So you can have, and they should give you like a little battery charger, a little cradle you can put the batteries in, you know? Yeah, so you don't have to charge the whole thing. Or have a USB cable sticking out of your PlayStation.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Brian?
I just need to ask Chris a couple questions. When you say rechargeable, do you mean like as in like just standard AA or like a battery pack?
No, it should have a lithium-ion battery pack, but that would be nice if they had the converter so you could put, like in an emergency, just put AA's in there and put it back in a controller.
Yeah. No, I just want to know, that's all. Yeah, I agree with Brett. They need the flappy things at the back. The flappy panels at the back. It makes sense. Put something at the back. Back's just empty.
Like, you got six fingers you ain't using.
Yeah, exactly. It's like six fingers just there. And wasted. Like, at least the Vita had the touchscreen there, which made sense. You know, put something there. God damn, the Vita was so good.
Yeah, why don't they just? Why they could move the touchscreen from the front to the back, and I'd be happier. That made typing easy when it was on the back, at least.
Yeah, Carlos.
So are you just talking about the PlayStation controller?
Any controller, don't matter.
Mm-hmm. So I'll talk about the PlayStation controller.
It's the popular one. Got to talk some smack.
You got to talk shit about it. I wish the thumbsticks a little bit taller. Or maybe even adjustable. I mean. Like I don't know who mentioned it, but it's
I
like,
did.
Okay, yeah, like Adam mentioned.
I need those. I need those bad.
Like it's like why make them more customizable? It'll kind of remove the purpose of having a pro controller and let them have a lot more revenue from just getting different types of controllers that are better. I also make the thumbsticks fully concave, not this half-ass bullshit that they do right now. It's like. Just make them fully concave. What's so bad about that?
You see, but that to go with it, that could be one of the other things that they offer with the replacements. Different styles, you know, some pop up, some inner, maybe different grips on the side, depending on.
I've never met a human being that would prefer like the half hazard concave as opposed to fully concave. Could be wrong though. Maybe there's some people in this room that prefer it, but also. I mean, this is just a really personal preference for the DualShock. Wait, what? Is it Brad just trying to, you know, stir up the pot, or is this a legit thing? I might have found the Loch Ness Monster.
It's a legit thing.
Wait, what do you want? Hold on, what do you want?
The kind of, so when you say fully recessed, like, what, are you talking like you don't like the bumper and then the flat?
The bumper and then the flat, I don't know what you're talking about. Are we talking about controllers right now?
Yeah, the sticks.
Yeah,
they're not fully concave. They've got a little bumper, and then they're flat or convex by standard.
They have the little bump in the middle. It's like I prefer them just being, you know, fully like just think about it like a something that'll fit a puddle, like a hole that'll fit a puddle.
Yo, by the way, I know it's backwards for you guys, you know, in the show, but you see these, Carlos. Okay, so what is it about these thumbs that you don't like?
It's not that I don't like them. It's just way better when they're fully concave. So right now, the thumbstick, if you see it, it's like they have the little circle thing.
Yeah,
and then it's like, and in the middle is like an island. It's like an island in the middle, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want the island. I want the.
He wants a deep. He doesn't like the dip.
So you don't like the dip. So do you want it like protruding out? Is that what you want? Like a hump.
I want a hole, essentially.
Do you want like the Xbox?
Yeah, like the Xbox.
Alright.
See, I like them just the other way. You can see them, boom, there's my screen.
Yeah. Wait, but could you turn around the controller around? Like face the front? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well,
yo, hold up, because Casa to throw down, man. Hold on, Brett.
Hold on.
Okay, so there's Brett's right there. You know, you guys can check that out.
So I understand that people like it like the opposite direction, which is fine. But I'm saying the direction where they originally are, it's like they're kind of half like they can't decide whether they want it to be like a valley, like the you know what I'm saying?
Yo, hold on.
Yeah, this is just flat.
This is the Xbox one. It kind of looks the same, Carlos.
Oh no, it's different. It's like a, you know, you put your thumb on the thumbstick and your thumb fits inside. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
It's he like, likes it like with the thumb in, as opposed to the way the PlayStation has that weird bump thing. But it's not.
What about the way the Switch Pro controller does it, man? It's kind of like the same, like PlayStation kind of.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, so you want
I prefer those to the straight divot that is the Xbox, because I know what you're talking about with the Xbox controller. Yeah. And the problem is, I never touch that center part. It means that I'm just constantly rolling the bar, the bumpers on the outside. So it seems like PlayStation and Nintendo realize that you're just going to rock those bumpers and padded them up a little bit. And so their controller is designed to just use those bumpers. Now, there's a third way, and this is the way I always personally use, where you use a controller joystick cover like that, which makes it completely convex, makes it rounded like a little stepped hill.
PS3 controllers were like that.
Yeah. I did that with my Switch. My Switch, I've got these little rubber thingies to put on the sticks.
Yeah, it makes it so much nicer, doesn't it? Yeah.
And by the way, I hated the PS3 controller for that.
Oh, you did? I love the PS3 controller.
First of all, it didn't have Rumble. But anyways.
I agree. I did not like the thumbsticks on the PS3. It's like
they slipped.
My thumbs kept slipping off. I'm like,
same here. Mine kept slipping. Like whenever you played more than like 20, 30 minutes and you're like, fuck, and it's like, you know, your hands are getting a little bit clammy because it's an intense session when you're playing like a competitive multiplayer game. And then they just start slipping. And the same thing, I mean,
it sucks for shooters. Skate.
Yeah, but see,
yeah, okay. It sucks for shooters a lot, like really bad. Yes.
And this may be a bad argument, but here goes anyway. I like the way the PS4 controllers are set up because I'm a firm advocate of you need controller grip covers. Like the best grip you are ever going to get on your thumbsticks is that little stair step kind of thing that comes with those little grip controllers. You want me to pull it back out and show you guys?
Yeah, please.
Sure. All
right, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Everybody can check out Brett's house right there. I got to turn off some of this shit.
Really quick, Tanks 90 on the chat says, the round thumbsticks were the best. I had gamer grip back in the day.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so I brought over my Switch controller and my PlayStation controller to show you.
Nice.
I put them on everything. Switch controller is going to be a little bit easier to show you guys. Okay, so if you really look right here, you get these. See these little stair step right things right here.
Yeah.
So not only are you rocking the pad right here, but there's a little indentation that gives you a superb amount of push right here because you got your in that little grip right there. It's the best of both worlds because your finger hits that little groove. This up here has a nice textured top, so if you're just kind of lazily like dropping your thumb on there, it's nice to roll around, right? Like you're not getting any friction, it just kind of connects. But for like you know, Twitch gaming and everything like that, you're mostly going to be rocking this groove around here, and that's going to happen no matter what. So like when you're rocking an Xbox controller, right?
Yeah.
You guys can tell how much I use my Xbox.
Yeah, it's a dirty motherfucker.
Look at the little dusty there.
You're constantly rocking. And they know that because there's the grip on the side. But the grip on the side wears out, right?
Yeah.
And I think no matter what, the first thing to go is always your sticks, okay? So these kinds of grip covers, not only are they going to give you better support, but they're going to extend the life of your controller. And these types of covers work best on the type of sticks that PlayStation and Switch have. They don't work real well on Xbox controllers, and they worked even worse on like PS2 controllers.
Oh shit! All right, cool.
I just prefer the Xbox version because it just fits my thumbs better. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's funny? Yeah. Everybody has all these different like oh, I want to change this. I want to change this. You know what's funny? I don't have any really preference.
Oh, segue. I was just asking. You're the last guy, so you don't want anything, really?
No, I really don't. Like, I really haven't had much issues with the thumbsticks on any version. I kind of just adapt to whatever they're giving me. I mean, the only thing, and it's just because I'm not really used to it, is just the reversed Xbox to PlayStation stuff. Like, in other words, like how they reversed the D-pad and the bottom the bottom thumbstick, because I'm kind of used to the PlayStation version and just getting used to that. But that's just like, you know, that's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, like I don't know. Maybe if I could think of something, it's just like, you know, with all these different, the one thing I would say, and this is probably for everybody in the room, just giving everybody the ability to customize their controller the way they want, as opposed to just kind of letting everybody accept the way everything is. What if you could get a controller? What if you had the controller? You literally can, you know, just like how those other companies are all putting out, right? You can pull out the thumbsticks or move them around and do all kinds of other bullshit to it. How about giving everybody that ability?
Yeah.
From the get-go, from just as soon as you buy this thing, just like, all right, yeah, you can move this around. You can, you know, your thumbstick, one of your thumbsticks goes bad, you can go to and buy a replacement one as opposed to having to buy a full controller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on to question number two. If the new consoles next year are twice the size of current gen consoles, he's talking about physical size here, would you buy them? Personally, I don't care how much bigger they are, as long as they perform as advertised and maintaining longevity in the new console cycle, heat management, storage, and accessories. Yeah, okay, I guess he's talking kind of about the, remember the Xbox One, how big that fucking thing was?
The Duke? You mean the first Xbox?
I loved that.
No, the original Xbox.
The original was the biggest
one.
But even the Xbox the One of this thing, it's freaking VHS.
It's like a VCR.
Yeah. No, dude, OG was the biggest.
That was you could kill somebody with that thing, man.
Dude, it was so great. It was so heavy.
So yeah,
and your thumb just like dipped in the D-pad. It was like,
yeah, well, we're talking about the console itself. Like,
the actual console,
yeah.
Not the controller.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if it's larger as long as, yeah, it has proper airflow and whatever. I don't want any of the issues that we had last gen, right?
Yeah, my thing is, I don't want that. And I don't want a fucking power brick either. I don't want that shit.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Who the fuck cares about how big your console is?
He wants to know if we care.
No. That's what I'm saying. Well, okay, the Japanese, but here's the deal. Most of us have our console either on top of a shelf or something like that, attached to a wall, or in a console cubby of an entertainment center. if it's in a console cubby of an entertainment center, it doesn't matter how big it is because you have the whole cubby regardless of whether or not it's a small fucking system or not. If it's taking a, on top of something, you're talking about, you know, physical floor space, and as long as you have the room for it on the, your shelf or your desk or whatever like that, then not many people care. And if you're hanging on a wall, it doesn't matter. Like, there's not really a place or a point where a bulky console is huge. I mean, has anybody ever, like, yeah, I'll admit, like, having a small power box is kind of nice instead of a giant one, but it's not a huge selling point. What is the point of miniaturizing these things? I've never actually understood that. Like, and I'm asking genuinely as a question, like, what the fuck is the point? Why do people freak out when the Slim comes out? They're like, oh God, it's going to take up less space. Where?
Well, I mean, it depends on the space where you're living.
Yeah, space, yeah. On the space, yeah. Like, if you're living in an apartment, you want a smaller console, you know what I'm saying?
No, I spent the last 3 years before I moved into this place living in a house that was 600 square feet. Like, it was, there was not room. I've lived in tinier spaces, too. And, like, even then, I have a little cubby that my console goes in, so it doesn't really matter how big it is. Or, I'm setting it. It was actually nicer to be able to set it on its fucking side than anything else.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this: the putting consoles in cubbies, I do not do that because those things overheat like crazy.
Oh yeah, I hate those things. For same reason.
I think.
So where do you guys keep your consoles?
Right on top of the desk and shit. You know, like
on top of the entertainment center.
I don't put it inside the cubby. Yeah.
So I understand if it were like 2 feet wide that would be an issue, but if the thing were like 4 inches thick, would you fucking care?
If it was 4 inches thick, I mean,
like tall.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's also a reason I can't, like, when I have to switch, I have to put it down because if I put it up, it actually gets in the way of the TV screen. You know, so I have to put it down on its side, which is kind of a weird placement. You know. But it gets in front of the TV, so the height does actually matter to me because it's going to get in the way of the TV.
All right.
So Brett,
yo,
you said it didn't matter, but
I've never run into a situation where it mattered. Well, I'm actually wondering, like,
yeah, no, how did, yeah, it matters.
Let's use your example that you used on the last place where you lived on where you didn't have as much space.
Yeah,
did you have anything else in that place that took up space? Like, did you have, like, for example, I have turntables, I have,
oh shit,
yeah, I had a full art studio,
so okay, so I'm just seeing, like, maybe, like, for people that only have, like, consoles and stuff taking space in their room, then it was maybe
my living room was maybe like 8x10 at the high end, so it wasn't big. I had to use a cubby at an entertainment center because when you run out of room, that's essentially the only places you have to start stacking stuff. So I just cut out the back. I bought a cheap one and cut out the back of it so I got some airflow.
So here's one of my answers. I think for most of people who live, like, in the middle of America, like you and I, we have a lot of space. So I think, like, in general, a lot of us wouldn't have that big of an issue.
Yeah, it's not the fact that I'm saying it saves space. I'm saying that the space that it uses is not usually precious space, is it?
It's if it's your home entertainment system, if that's your setup, then yeah, you know, that's some people want it nice and clean, like in the commercials. They want a big TV up on a wall. They want a little cubby in the bottom with just minimal things, and that's it. They don't want a big ass DVR looking box and all these other things hanging around.
For aesthetics, aesthetics.
Yeah, that's that, aren't you? Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think it's more of an aesthetic thing, and then also depending on the location that you're in. I mean, to be honest, like, I've never had any issues with any of the sizes of the consoles. The only thing was sort of disappointed with is because, again, well, like a lot of the newer consoles, they have all this overheating issue, and you can't put it underneath the television like you could do with a Nintendo or like an older Xbox or PlayStation 2, you know, you kind of have to put it on in a well-ventilated area.
Man, trying to put that regular PS4 on one of those things, man, fuck.
even the PS3, you know, it's not good to have it underneath, like, you know, at least the first PS3, you couldn't really put it under anything because then it had the same issues where it would overheat and, you know, the chip would separate and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, gotta be careful. I think part of it, because I did keep my PS3 in a cubby for a little bit, like maybe a month, I'm like, oh, shit! You know, so I had to take it out of there. I think that contributed to its death eventually.
Yeah, mine still works. My old PS3 still works, but that's after I did the fan thing again.
Yeah, oh man, you had to do it again? Because I did it for you the first time, I remember that.
No, you didn't do the fan thing.
Didn't I do
this? This is where I took it to X Cubicle and literally turned up the fan speed.
Yeah.
So it's I did the
gel thing for you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did the gel thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I actually died, I had to go to a place called X Cubicle in New York City. In fact, it died the day that the PlayStation 4 was announced. By the way,
wow!
When they had that big event in New York City, yeah, I had to literally go and get my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I took my 360 to those guys until they wouldn't fix it anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn!
They just said, "No, it's done."
Yeah,
they said, "Nah, man, you're done here, man."
In fact, I still have that 360. It's the Master Chief Edition of 360, yep. And it does not play discs.
Well, that's the other thing I was gonna say. The other thing besides the fans going out, it's always the laser of the disc. If you play a lot of disc games, as time goes on, it's just it wears out.
All day digital, baby. All
right,
that's why digital.
Well, I feel like with the newer consoles, then I don't think they're going to have much of a disk issue for one reason, because they pretty much load everything on the hard drive anyway. It don't really needs to, you know, it only needs to read that little access area on the beginning of the disk, and then it just turns the disk right off again.
Yeah.
That's why every notice you put in something in your PS3, and it just like you hear it like rev up like, and then it goes, and then it doesn't do anything anymore.
All right, man.
A super random question before we move on.
Uh-oh.
And it's not even gaming related. Is it? Do I have permission?
Actually, here, let me see. Because we don't really have a lot of questions tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
do we have enough questions? Is this going to derail the show, though?
I don't think so, but...
All right, I'll keep
it. It's just a rant. It's the most random question you'll ever hear.
All right, go ahead, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Scrambled eggs. In the morning, you're eating scrambled eggs, you know? Do you guys put ketchup on your scrambled eggs or not?
No.
No.
I do.
Fuck no.
Okay, thank you, Manny. Thank you, Tony, because I think that shit is fucking nasty. But I know a lot of people, including family members, who love that shit.
I think
salt and black pepper.
That's it. My dad traumatized me with that shit. He would always put fucking ketchup on any egg. Boiled, fried, scrambled.
Yes.
And I had to eat it when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I got traumatized to that shit, boy. As a matter of fact, and it's funny because I like tomatoes, right? Manny can attest to this. Very rare when I put ketchup on anything, even fries. And Carlos, you saw when I was eating those fries, I didn't put any ketchup on things. You know,
yep.
I don't put ketchup on fries though.
Yeah, no.
What? But you put them on your eggs?
Well, I put them on my eggs, but if I have it, but if not, no. But fries, I don't like to touch on fries. I also don't like it on my burgers.
Interesting. Burgers, you know, I could take or give. It isn't, you know, take or leave.
I'll go with Chipotle sauce on burgers.
Yeah. But yeah, Carlos now. Okay, who likes... Okay, so Adam, you like ketchup on your eggs. What about you, Brett?
I do.
Dear God, no.
Okay.
Thank you, Brett.
Chris, what about you, man?
No, man.
All right. Brian. I'll hear Brian's answer because he's British. He might... I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, man.
I would sooner have a well-done steak with pineapple pizza before putting eggs.
Did you say a well-done steak?
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
That's the whole point. It's like...
pineapple
you don't pizza. Know them. Fast.
I'm removing them off. I'm blocking Adam.
Yeah, Adam's like that, bro.
I've been excommunicicated from this shit.
Here's one thing, though. I won't throw it on scrambled. I won't throw it on over easy eggs. I think that's even gross. But I will accept it on an omelet.
On an omelet? On an
omelet? Yeah.
I will accept it on an omelet.
Yeah.
That's all part of it, though. That's eggs.
By the way, notice he didn't say that he wants it. He said he'll accept it.
I'll accept it on an omelet.
Yeah.
But that's assuming somebody's going
to
put it on.
I would prefer it not to be on there, but if somebody did a little, okay, I'll do it. Yeah. But I will not on any other version of eggnog.
You know what? Now to think about also, a lot of food trucks, I don't know, at least in New York, a lot of the food trucks, when you would ask for like a supreme bagel with bacon and eggs and stuff and cheese, they would put ketchup.
Bacon, egg, cheese, salt, and pepper, and ketchup. They would do that. But the thing is, it had all that other shit in it. It kind of negated it.
That's what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. But check this out.
All right, last thing that we got to move on.
I went to Korea. So this shit freaked me the fuck out. I was in Korea, right? And I fucking went to one of the fucking stalls. I don't know what you call them. Like,
urinals.
No. Like food stalls. I don't know. What do you call those things? I don't know. Food trucks.
Food trucks.
They're not food trucks. They're like more like food carts. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, food carts. Yeah. There you go.
And they're serving fucking corn dogs. And I'm like, fucking corn dogs? What the fuck? It's like fucking Korea. It's like it's the most American shit, you know. And I'm like, okay, let me try it. So I asked for a corn dog. They got the corn dog, you know, thinking that it was the batter and everything, and it was cooked and everything. So they put fucking sugar on the corn dog, and they put fucking ketchup on it. Huh. And I'm like, what? And it was like, okay, but I was freaked out, and I'm wondering, what do you guys think about that?
My wife uses ketchup on corn dogs.
No. Sugar and then ketchup.
Oh, no. You keep that shit away. Sugar?
Yeah.
Nah, son.
Foreigners think all our bread tastes sweet anyway. That's probably why.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Well, I mean, the one thing is that, yeah, like, a lot of our shit has sugar in it anyway. Like, most bread has sugar in it. Like, any, you know, like, ketchup here has sugar in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sugar.
So it's like, you're kind of already getting your sugar from the ketchup.
Yeah. Anyway, that was your monthly installment of throw down your food questions, man.
Yeah. Wait till December, man. I got another one.
We got another one.
And then Torrance comes back in. Hey, did you say food?
Yeah. Like, you going to eat that hot dog with some peppered yams, sweet potatoes. Then we're going to take the turkey. We're going to put some gravy on it.
I wonder if he does that. I wonder if he does that on his current thing now.
On what? On Warzone?
On his food thing, you know, like his
on his fishing channel?
His fishing show, like, "Hey, I'm going to go take this fish out."
I just realized some Torrance invented ASMR, man.
Oh, he probably did.
You know? All right, we're out here on the lake. We're going to find these fish. And when we fish them, we're going to cook them up on a grill with some lemons and peppers. I can't do this good as Torrance, man. Oh, man. This may or may not come up during the day. Actually, no, we can't do this live on air. Damn it, we can't do this live on air. Manny, yesterday we were coming back from New Jersey. I haven't laughed this hard in years. Even Torrance never made me laugh this hard before. This shit Manny pulled, but we can't do it on air because motherfuckers, oh my God.
It would not go well.
Yeah, but two or three years ago, we probably would do that on Throwdown easily because it's not like... It's hilarious. My side, Manny, this morning I woke up, my sides were still hurting. That shit was hilarious.
Damn. Oh,
man. I'll tell you guys off air, man. Or Manny will, actually. All right, anyway, moving on here, Mr. Fonzie. Now, Fonzie, you asked three questions, bro. But thankfully, one of them we already answered. His first question is, what do you guys think about the announcement of Half-Life Alyx? For the answer to that, refer to Throwdown episode 261, the Stadia of Play. You know, we covered it there. So the next question is, how long do you think Google Stadia will last until Google kills it? Yeah, that's the question right there, man, because you know Google has that tendency of killing shit. You know,
yeah, but they, over years, though, at least 5 years.
At least five years? All right.
Google Plus was around for a while, too.
Yeah, so. Adam, I want you to go over to your Google Plus account and tweet, you know, post that. Oh, wait, you can't. Can you?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to go between, two and 5 years for me. That's what I'm going to say. I don't think this thing has a long shelf life.
I don't know, man.
Even 5 years sounds like a lot, to be honest.
I would say it's on the longer end because they had to invest so much in infrastructure to do it. Like, with all the stuff they bought, like or start Google Plus, that's just a service, right? They shut that off, and the iGoogle and all this stuff. These are just services they started. They're easy to turn them off. What do you do with all that infrastructure? You go, Stadia's a flop. Just shut it off. Like, damn, you wasted billions, you know? So I think they'll keep it going for a while. They have too much investment in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they need to make enough money. They need to make enough money to pay Phil Harrison's paycheck, man.
Yeah, right. And they can't let all those gender neutral controllers go to waste.
Oh.
Didn't we talk about that? We found out that it was really the size.
Yeah. We should say that it basically is just a smaller controller. It's not like, you know, because even I thought it was just the color swap, but it's just a smaller controller, which kind of makes sense in a way, you know?
It's a weird way to name it. Like,
Well, you know why they named it that, but we're not going to get into that. I will say a smaller controller for smaller hands, it's a good idea, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, why couldn't they just say it's a smaller controller for smaller hands?
Marketing, brother. Marketing. Anyway, so does anybody disagree with that assessment with Google Stadia, like around the five-year mark?
I say five years, too.
I'm going to say 5 years. I mean, maybe they can pull themselves out of this car crash of whatever they did.
Man, what a hell of a launch, man. Phil Harrison, I'm telling you, this dude, man.
Cursed! I'm sorry, man. Like, maybe he's really good at it. Maybe he's somehow good. Maybe he's good at talking and he's good at getting people excited. But man, this is what, fourth time in a row?
Yeah, pretty
Fifth
much.
Fifth time in
yeah.
a row?
It's Come on, getting, man. It's getting ridiculous.
And what's he going to do? He's going to sit on there for a couple of, you know, for maybe 2 or 3 years of that time, and then they're going
to
transition.
Oh, I was just about to say that. I was going to say, Phil Harrison is not lasting the lifetime of this console. I guarantee.
But was it his call to release it now, like when it's not ready and it has all these issues?
No, it probably wasn't. But the point is, he's been behind so many failed launches before. You know, or failed systems before. It's just interesting, you know.
Yeah, so it's like it's so weird. Like, in other words, it's like it's almost like someone was setting up to be a failure. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know, but I mean, I feel like it's just like the Congo thing with Bruce Campbell. It's like, hey, you know, they're giving me the seat again, and I'm getting to do this all over again, and this time it's going to be better than the last time. Okay.
All right, man. Let's move on. This one's kind of on topic, I guess. What are you thankful for in gaming this year?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, man.
I'm thankful. Oh, go ahead, man.
No. Go.
No, I'll go.
You go.
I'm thankful. Okay. I'm thankful that I didn't get to spend as much money this year as I have in any other years.
I like that.
Hey, man, you got to stay positive.
Yeah, you got to stay positive, man. You got some extra money. You can use that to go, you know, go on another trip or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Who else wants to go?
Pay for Tony's rounds of beers.
Yeah, man. There you go.
Gotta save up, man. You never know.
I'm gonna say about that is, like, whoever loses, we both end up winning because we're both end up really fucking drunk.
it's gonna be a win-win situation.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm gonna excuse myself from this one. I'm not really thankful for anything in gaming this year. This year it was terrible, man. So does anybody have an actual answer to this shit?
I don't know. Was it that terrible?
It was horrible.
What? I mean, you got to play Bloodstained. Fucking Shenmue came out. Fucking Shenmue came out. You got to play Death Stranding.
Well,
you
know? I'll say.
There's only so, like, I'm talking about. I played like 40 games this year. Most of them are so forgettable, man. You know. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll say I'm thankful Bloodstained did not turn out like Mighty No. 9.
Oh, man. That's
like, it actually turned out good.
You know what, Chris? I'm going to go with that. I'm thankful for Bloodstained. There you go. And Death Stranding.
I'm thankful. I got another one. I'm thankful for Resident Evil 2, man, because that was probably one of the best remakes I've ever played.
That's a good one. The worst year ever?
Yeah. No, it still is the worst year. It still is the worst year. Because the thing is, just because you have some gems here or there doesn't mean that the entire year.
Some gems?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of.
Compared to 2017, 2018, where you're just getting bomb after bomb after bomb, like this year, you know?
What's the bomb? What was the bomb in 2017?
2017, you had Resident Evil 5. So Resident Evil 7, you had Persona 5. You had Horizon Zero Dawn. You had Nier Automata. You had all this
Breath
shit.
Breath of the Wild?
Oh, okay, you mean
Mario?
You mean good bombs, not bad bombs.
Yeah. Like, nuclear bombs. Yeah, not like failures.
Megatons.
Yeah, megatons. There you go.
Yo, man, those were bombs, son.
Yeah. But 2017, 2018 were like awesome. This year, there were some good games, don't get me wrong, like some of the ones we just named, but very few and far between, man. You know? So yeah, you know, I'm thankful for Death Stranding. There you go.
You're thankful for Kojima.
Yeah, thankful for Kojima. Oh, man.
I can't really say I'm really thankful for anything for any year in gaming. I mean, yeah, this was great. Good to play them, but I can't say I wasn't thankful to any of it.
I got something. It's more for hardware. I'm thankful that they adopted the whole thing of going full digital. That's great. The fact that it's integrated with all these streaming services like Twitch and YouTube and all that stuff, and just listening to people and making it easier for people to record their gaming content and share it. So I'm thankful for that. I'm not the hardware.
Oh, no, you're talking about just this year.
Yeah, we're talking about this year, 19.
That was this year. That wasn't available on the Xbox 360 or PS4.
No, but it was available last year. What are you talking about?
Not full. We're talking day one stuff, and that was not available on those. Those you had to wait. You didn't have day one releases.
You, Adam, you're tripping right now.
Not last gen.
Yeah, Adam. We're talking about 2019. What do you think we're talking
about?
I thought we were talking because we're toward the end of this whole generation.
No, 2019, man.
Oh. I'm not thankful for anything.
Oh, man. What about Call of Duty, man? It's back, man.
Well, that's just about a game far beyond.
Yeah, why about Gears of War 5?
I'm thankful for it. I knew that shit was going to happen eventually. So,
all right. Anyway, Brett, what are you thankful for this year, man? For gaming.
There have been a few co-op games that I've been able to enjoy this year.
Nice. Who didn't go? Brian.
Should Brian just do 2018 things?
Don't cut off his fucking answer, man. Go ahead, Brian.
I'm happy for Astral Chain. Like, we got a nice Platinum Games game on our Switch, and it's quite nice.
There you go.
Nominated once in the Game Awards, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Somehow.
Yeah, right.
What was it? Best Action, or what was it nominated? I don't know, it wasn't even nominated.
It was in the Action Game category.
And that's one of the few action games that was an action game, you know?
Why the fuck is Death Stranding in there?
That's not an action game. Absolutely no sense.
Because when I said it was nominated for Best Action Game, and I was like, oh shit, was it? Because you know they fucked up so many of those categories.
For the only two games that were actual action games in the action game category were that and Devil May Cry 5. Those were the only ones. The rest were shooters or action adventure games, you know?
Yeah, like Control was Control in there too.
And Call of Duty, I think, was like, that's a shooter! All right, man, let's move on. Black Metal Gamer. Oh, this is interesting. What is the first game you want to play in 2020?
So it's not going to be a new release.
It doesn't have to be as long as it releases in 2020.
Oh, no. Oh.
It has to still release in 2020, though, you know?
It's not like what's the first game you want to play? So, like, let's say, for example, it's midnight on the 31st and it's going to be New Year's Day. It's like, okay, I'm going to play fucking Call of Duty or something.
Come on. You're making this more complicated. It needs to be, bro. New games are dropping 2020. What's the first new game you want to play?
Okay. What the hell is coming out 2020? I know a shitload of stuff's coming out 2020, but I don't know the order. What's coming out?
I'm going to play the order.
Yeah, come back.
You can
come
play
back.
The order. Yes.
I'm gonna get Brett annoyed with my answer.
Uh oh.
Final Fantasy VII remake, man.
You want to hear something?
Last of Us 2 for me. That's what I'm really looking for.
There you go.
You want to hear something blasphemistic? I am not going to play Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
Nope. I'm gonna play this shit twice. I'll play for you. I got you covered.
Hey, maybe you might actually like it this time, Adam.
Yeah.
I think I will because they don't have that turn-based shit. I can just
I'm not going to play it because I'm like, especially since they're kind of busting it up into like 10 different chapters. I'm like, well, why don't I just wait until they all come out at once?
Here's the issue with Final Fantasy. It comes out in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
You know? I'm looking That's at 2 months.
Yeah.
Of just games that can't. Well, I mean, so the first thing that I see is Yakuza on January 16th. That's like the first game that I'm like, oh,
okay.
But after that, Mega Man Legacy Collection,
that Moons shit already of came Madness, out, man. Yeah.
Well, I know the first game I'm looking forward to.
Which one?
Is Doom Eternal.
Oh, yes.
Doom Eternal, let me see.
Check this out. Doom 64 comes out that same day. Is it being bundled with Doom Eternal or something?
No, I think it's a digital release.
Interesting.
It's a simultaneous, but it's digital.
Yeah, because it's coming out on PS4, Xbox, and all that other shit, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Doom is March 20th, according to
this. Yeah.
I got Brett's answer already. Cyberpunk.
So Cyberpunk has an official release date?
It says April 16th.
Okay. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Did you say cyber junk?
Cyber junk.
Cyber junk.
Yo, man, if that game is a piece of shit, that's what's going to be called.
Cyber junk.
Cyber junk.
Right. Who else? What game do you plan to play first in 2020?
Can I just say Control?
Call of Duty. That's the first game. It's gonna
The guys in the chat are gonna be mad because nobody's gonna pick Neo 2. That's dropping.
Nah, man. I have Neo 1. I still haven't played.
Yeah, I haven't played
either. Yeah, that was a free game this month.
Yeah, and I
still really didn't get
that. Oh, you need to download it. Oh, my
I picked
God.
It up. I picked it up last year's last Friday, Black Friday, and I never played it.
Mighty
Why
Nerds.
Did you even buy it?
Yeah. I thought it was gonna be good.
You thought it was gonna be Ninja Gaiden or some shit?
I don't know. I haven't played it. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I'll start it this week.
You didn't like the Bloodborne game. So I mean, why would you like?
But he said this is more action, though.
No, it's pretty much the same shit.
Then I'm not gonna it.
It's pretty much like Sekiro, except like I think you die in one hit.
Yeah.
What? Bushido Blade.
It's really brutal. Yeah. It's really brutal. Mighty Nerd says The Last of Us 2, and GZDR says Cyberpunk 2077.
I mean, those games are fair and dandy, but they're coming out like in April and May. So, if they're talking, if the question is the first game that you're going to play in 2020,
it could be anything. If it's the first game, it's not. Or they mean the first new game.
Yeah, the first new game. Yeah, the first new game.
Yeah, but like before, like for example, The Last of Us 2. Before that comes out, Doom's going to come out, Yakuza's going to come out, fucking Final Fantasy VII, Neo.
No, Final Fantasy VII.
Cyberpunk.
Final Fantasy VII, yay.
Like, Avengers.
Yeah. Nah, fuck
you know? No. I don't know about that Avengers. Yeah.
I ain't looking forward to that.
I don't know about that either, but a lot of other people are. So I guess, you know. Yeah, so I guess for me it's probably Yakuza, but this isn't tied to the fucking what's his name?
The who?
The main character from the past 6-7 games.
No, yeah, he's dead or something, right? He's dead or something, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. Don't
he retired?
Who's dead?
I don't know. The dude from Yakuza, isn't he dead now?
He's not dead. He just retired or something.
Oh, that's bullshit. Nobody ever retires from that.
Yeah, he'll be back. Anyway, let's move on, man.
It'll be like The Godfather Part 2. I tried to get out, but they keep on
Bringing me back in.
All right. I guess this is for those of us who've played Death Stranding. Death Stranding got DLC story expansion, what would you like it to be about, or what would you like it to have? Would you like to hike across Europe? Here's my controversial answer: no DLC expansions or nothing. Leave the game alone.
Yeah, you know? To be honest, I don't need it to have any of that stuff.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this. I kind of want Death Stranding to be a one-off. I don't want a sequel. I think it's good enough on its own, man. Why does everything have to be, you know, like sequels and all this other shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't... I mean,
like The Last of Us should have been. I'm sorry. Yeah, I said it. Last of Us should have only been one game.
Yep, it should have been one-off.
You know?
It's that ending.
That ending made it feel like, oh man, there's gonna be a sequel.
No, that ending was perfect. It was like, okay,
that's
it.
Just stopped.
Yeah, that's like, I like that, you know.
Brian's all happy right now with this discussion.
Yeah, right. He's like, yeah, fuck that shit.
I just feel like, you know, we're all, you know, everybody's so into the expectation of there being sequel. Why can't there just be one off? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Joker movie needs sequel. They agreed to making the sequel that year.
Yeah, because they made $1 billion, man.
Yeah, as soon as it hit that $1 billion mark, it was getting a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what they said before.
Yeah, they were not making a sequel. Oh, we're making a sequel. No, I just like I just don't
sound like Andy Rudy.
You asked for it, you're getting it. Whatever you paid, we're doing it.
We're doing it. Making a sequel, Death Stranding 2.
We're playing everybody. Fuck yeah.
We got a whole new batch of actors that Kojima likes. This time Robert De Niro's in it. Because he took a photo with him.
Oh, man. It's hilarious. All right, let's move on, man. Mr. Damian. So his first question is, do you guys think it's time for a new IP from Naughty Dog? Remember Uncharted 4? Was advertised as the last film from Naughty Dog, which leaves us only with The Last of Us. Come up with a new IP. I agree.
Do it. I would have hoped that. I mean, here's the thing. Like, this Last of Us 2 game would have been just a new game, not just Last of Us 2.
I agree. But think about it. Now The Last of Us is like. But here's the thing. Uncharted's going to be back. It's just not going to have Nathan Drake anymore. You know, Uncharted 4 was built as the last Nathan Drake Uncharted. We're still going to get more Uncharted games, but that still only leaves them with two big IPs, man. So they
I don't think it's going to be the daughter. I think they're going to go in a whole other direction.
Don't you guys think that, like? I don't think Naughty Dog is even going to do the next Uncharted game. I think they're just going to Sony's going to just pop it onto somebody else.
It's possible.
They can't do that.
What do you mean? Xbox did it with Halo, Halo and Gears of War.
Well, that was different because Bungie bounced and they didn't own it, so it was like, all right, then 343 is going to do it.
I think Naughty Dog is done with Uncharted games, and I think they're going to probably do a whole new studio that just handles those games.
Yeah, they could, like Manny said, they could. Well, who are the guys who did Golden Abyss? They could just do that.
Golden Abyss. You know who those guys are? Days Gone. That's those guys.
Oh, it's Ben. Okay,
it's Ben.
Give it to Ben.
But at the same time, why would they need to do that? If like Naughty Dog only has two games under its belt, they could still have, you know, the main team doing both of them. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they want to go back to that. That's the problem.
Have you had any evidence that they don't want to go back to that?
Well, I mean, they seem to be all about these very serious storytelling. Yeah. You know.
Well, they could try to take their. I see what you're saying, but they could also. But the thing is, if they could take Uncharted in that direction, but it would kind of mess things up a little bit, you know, because Uncharted will also be fun, you know.
Uncharted is all really about like fun, silly escapism. You shoot a thousand people, and you see no repercussion for it. It seems like every single time that Naughty Dog, you know, makes that leap forward to the next thing, they kind of stay there and they never go back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, like, I almost feel like it's like they're too far gone to kind of go back to that. Hey, look at me! I'm super guy. I'm gonna shoot the hell out of everybody. You know,
super guy.
Yeah,
I'm a shooting guy. Yo, jump on some shit.
Yeah. You're doing a Bill Cosby impersonation. Gonna get the pudding.
I'm Nathan Drake, and I'm gonna jump on the top. Gonna shoot up the bad guys.
By the way, it was that type of shit that made me cry. Yeah, that's the type of shit that made me cry yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. By the way, hey, Manny, bring back Jack and Daxter, man.
Jack and Daxter, right? Like, it's kind of just like after they kind of went to that kind of cartoony stuff, they're like, all right, the next step is to do a little something more serious. Uncharted. Now we're going serious. Like they even said that they tried to go back to make another Jack and Daxter game, and they said they couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're a totally different.
They're kind of a different studio now, and I almost feel like the next thing has to be that sort of, you know, cinematic blah 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 thing that they're kind of in. You know,
yeah.
The world is horrible, and it can only get darker from here.
All right, man, let's move on. What are your thoughts on the rumored November 22nd, 2020? Release date and $500 price tag of the PlayStation 5. You guys already know my stance on, or not my stance, my belief on consoles that cost $500, but I think this shit's probably going to cost $500. So I believe it. No, it's going to be November. I can't say for 22nd, but it's definitely going to be November 2020. Sony already said that already. Probably will be $500 minimum, you know?
I believe the same thing on this situation, but the caveat is if this thing is as fully backward compatible as they're saying,
that'll be worth it. Yeah.
I think it'll be worth it, and I think I'll pick it up. I'll make the transition a lot. I'll make the transition a lot earlier than I would normally.
Interesting.
Because what was the last PlayStation 3, right? I think that one was like that one.
That debuted at, you know, because it had two SKUs. That was 500 and 600 respectively, you know?
Yeah, I kind of waited till the price drop, and then I also waited till close to, well, I bought it at Metal Gear 5 times.
Yeah, four
times, excuse me. So, I mean, like, it's got to be two things for me. I'll make the transition earlier, especially if it means that all my games are going to somewhat improve, essentially buying the pro version of this. So then I can put the old PlayStation 4 away. So I would be willing to do it based on that. But yeah. I'd still be like, man, $500?
Excuse me? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a lot of money, man, for a console. Yeah. But anyway, does anybody disagree with that? November 2020, $500?
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be it.
All right.
By the way.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm only going to get one console.
Oh.
What? You say that now, Carlos.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, Carlos is always buying that shit, man.
Yo,
yeah,
man, you got like three PlayStation 4s.
Yeah, but I'm a change man.
Yeah, you say man. That you buy a console in between your jet setting to Korea, man.
Yo, man.
Got a new TV to go with that too.
Nah, it's not looking promising. I just don't want to. I don't use my fucking Xbox, man. And I'm like, fuck, why did I fucking buy this shit? I just keep...
Yo, man, that's because you gotta keep the love, son.
Yeah, I mean, nah, fuck this shit. I'm going to be a pony next gen. Fuck it.
Oh. Damien's going to be mad about this one. Yeah,
Damien's not going to like that one, man.
He ain't going to like that.
Ah, well.
He's going to call you a traitor.
Hey, man. I've been called worse.
Traitor!
All right, man, moving on. G Megaforce 123. What are some of your favorite and not so favorite gaming cliches? Interesting. I guess you could take that wherever you want.
Information dumps. Every game has them, where they literally have to tell you every single term and thing that has to happen in the game. Every game, most games are guilty of this shit. We're just like, you know, wee ba 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 and ba 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 ba. Oh, this is how you go down because
tutorials?
We don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have all this stuff that's all bumped up in the beginning. Like, this is how you this is how you do that. And it's only there because fucking there's no user manual anymore. Or yeah. And then just like the information dump of terms, because, you know, every single game has to have that sort of stuff as letting you get used to all the whack cockamamie crazy terms that are going on in the game. Like, I mean, I like Death Stranding so far, but man, they drop a lot of bullshit on you in the beginning.
Yeah, it's a steep learning curve.
It's like they're like the number one, they're dropping a bunch of terms that you don't know what they mean, and they piecemeal the explanations to half of them, like as you unlock your you can get more connected with people. But I feel like it's like stop messing with all these damn terms that you know, or creating meanings for words that are double meanings for words in your world.
I don't know. Their abbreviations are crazy. I still don't know what like dooms is or mules. What
yeah,
is that
I don't know what dooms are.
Yeah, it's like I got dooms. Is that a thing or disease?
It's a canker sore.
Yeah, I got dooms.
It's in the mouth. It's in the mouth.
Like what? How many? Like what's a doom? Then they're like BTs and BBs and. It's like I always laugh at that stuff because it's just pure Kojima silliness. It's like you have to make code names and terms that only exist in your world as opposed to using some familiar things or redefining familiar things with other names.
Yeah.
Not to derail the show, but if you guys are watching right now and you see me doing a weird face down there, because there's a Destiny official cookbook coming out.
It's a cookbook.
What the? Wait, what? And this is real. Like I went to Amazon. You could pre-order this shit. It's recipes inspired by Destiny.
That should have been in Final Fantasy 15. They have over 3 recipes.
Shit. Oh, I'm gonna go off. Yeah, you guys go on. I gotta go off on Twitter about this right now, man.
But this is the thing about like just go with that cookbook. They do cookbooks for everything, man.
But not Final Fantasy 15, the one that actually had real food in it.
Well, maybe they have one in Japan and just hasn't been. You know how the Japanese are.
Anyway, but, what were we even talking about? I'm off.
Games in games. Yeah.
I can't think of anything right now. Anything that's bullshit. they could be positive too, though.
I mean,
this kind of feels like that game. What gaming mechanics don't we like? It kind of feels close to that.
It's a very similar one. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of like things that, like that are kind of cliches in games. Like, you know, you have the obligatory you have any sort of game, and there's always one obligatory ninja that's in it. Doesn't matter which one. There's always a ninja of some sort in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Overwatch has got one. That other one's got one. You know, guy with sword, you know, samurai, especially if it's a Japanese game, you put that guy in there.
Yeah. Anyways, move on. Because we already kind of answered this question before. It's very similar to the mechanics. Have you ever, the last question of the night, people.
We just got here.
Yeah. So if you guys want us to keep the show rolling in the comments, leave us some questions, man. Otherwise, we're closing down the studio, man. All right. Have you ever felt compelled? This is an interesting one. Have you ever felt compelled to do damage control for a game you loved?
Huh.
Here's the thing. People.
Carlos. Are we thinking about the same, you know?
Well, we might be. No, because the thing is, here's the thing. People consider damage control when you are not so necessarily defending, but you're stating why you like a game. I'm just going to flat out say it. Me, Chris, and Manny always get shit because we like to order 1886. But people could say damage control. Okay, but people will say we're damage controlling for the game. You know,
even though I genuinely like it.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it. Yeah, granted, I will admit all that shit that people criticize it for. I am not dismissing any of that. I see where you're coming from, but that could be considered damage control. But I've never been like, this game needs me to defend its honor or something like
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, to be honest, it's like everybody can say what the hell they want about the RJ86, which is fine. But I like it.
Yep.
And it likes you.
Uh-oh, Carlos.
I liked it too.
Carlos, I think I know where you're going with this, man.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go there. I'll go a different direction. I guess I always defend MOBAs in this place. I don't know. I guess I'm the only one that likes MOBAs in Throwdown. So I don't really defend it, but I kind of explain why I like them. Or like Heroes of the Storm, I used to play all the time.
Make fun of you for that. We love it. we sing the song with you.
Heroes of the Storm. Move this house for more.
Oh, there's more lyrics now.
Yeah, so I don't really.
Brett, I'm sorry, I'm pulling you in right now, bro.
Oh, no!
I don't know anything of what it's like to defend a game.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry I had to do it. But here's the thing. I don't consider what you do damage control, but how does that feel like the having to defend a game everybody shits on all the time, man? Because this happens to you at least twice a year.
Dude, it happens to me all the time. You know, as long as I'm having fun, I don't really think that it matters. The only thing that gets irritating about it is people have almost this weird insistence on not allowing you to enjoy a thing because they don't enjoy it. But like, I mean, it's totally fine that you like it, but here's 12 reasons it sucks. And you're like, okay, I mean, that's cool and all, but I don't really care.
No, hear me out.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong and why you're stupid. Right? First of all, oh, man. But yeah, no, I don't know. I never felt the urge. I don't defend things. I just explain why I like it. If you don't like it, I don't care. Don't bother me, you know?
No, man. You should never like Order 1886.
Yo, Barry, you're crazy. I will... we can answer that a little later. Did everybody go? Go ahead.
Did you get Mighty Nerd's question, by the way?
I did not. Throw it into our little chat here.
The chat?
In the Discord chat?
Yeah, the one we're using right now for this call.
Cool.
Anybody else?
Yeah. I actually agree. Like, I've never felt the need to defend a video game. Like, if people don't like games, then that's fine. Like, I'm more than happy to admit that one of my favorite games of the last generation was Lost Planet 2. It was pretty much an average game, slightly better than average, but that's about it. Like, lots of people actually didn't like it, and I loved it.
Lost Planet 2 was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, not, again, I'm not saying you guys. I'm saying that some people.
No, I'm just telling you my opinion.
I didn't like Lost Planet 3. That was all over the fucking place.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong, Brian.
Playing that game.
Yeah. It was like, oh, yeah. It's like everybody jumping in, co-op, going nuts and stuff. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Like, yeah, the thing is, I just really don't mind if you don't like it. Like, okay, if you don't like it, then that's fine. You know, that's great. You don't like it, fine. I don't feel compelled to defend video games because that's just weird. Like, if you don't like a game, then that's fine. I'll just move in and go next. You know, okay, cool. Next thing.
Lost Planet 2 was so colorful, man. How can people not like it?
Yeah. By the way, people...
Some people are weird like that.
Yeah. By the way, GZDR actually dropped us some questions like an hour ago, and we're going to answer them. All right, the show's going to keep going, people.
The show must go on.
Thank you, people, man. You guys are awesome. These aren't edited, so I'm just going to read them as they are. Anyway, did we all finish answering this question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care if you like fucking ketchup on your scrambled eggs.
All right, GZDR's first question. Microsoft recently announced a partnership with Don't Nod, who made Life is Strange series, to make a game where the lead character, is transgender. Have you ever played a game specifically because of the ethnicity or secular orientation of the lead character? This is actually a good question. Name the game. Yeah, so have you ever played a game because you identify with the character?
Can I answer the question for pretty much, I'm pretty sure, everyone here?
Go ahead.
No?
Yeah. No. Yeah, pretty much. Who cares?
To be honest, like, part of the game, part of gaming is you being able to be something that you're not. You know? You're not a fucking superhero. You're not a galactic of space guardian. You're not awesome sneaking guy. You're not a delivery man. You know, you're not any of these things. So it's about the character being compelling, and that's really the main deal.
Yeah, so like
go ahead.
It's like for example, there's a lot of Hispanics in this room. We don't have you ever heard of saying, "Oh, this look a Hispanic on this video game"? It's like it doesn't really like.
Yeah, like,
really care.
Yeah, like, for example, I like the fact that, I like that Lewis from Grand Theft Auto Ballad of Gay Tony was Dominican. First time I ever played Dominican, that was really cool. But if he wasn't Dominican, the game wouldn't have been any lesser. You know what I'm saying? It still would have been a really cool game. So, yeah, even though it's like, hey, I play somebody that is, like, he's making pure Dominican jokes that nobody else outside of being a Dominican would make. That's cool. My favorite one was saying, like, yeah, my grandma used to say that, when a dog barks is because, you know, a ghost is bothering him. I'm like, that's pure fucking Dominican shit right there. Mm-hmm. But if that wasn't in there, the game would still be just as good, you know? But I'm with Manny on this one. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't play a game to play as me. That's I like to escape and become somebody else. That's my thing in a game, you know. When I really escape, I don't want to play as anybody that's like me. I want to, just like if I'm watching a movie, right, I'm not trying to watch some shit I could literally see outside my window. I want to see some crazy, fantastical shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I am with my video game. I want something that's like kind of divorced from what I do. Even if it's normal people, it's like, yeah, Uncharted has regular ass people, but they're doing some crazy ass shit. That's what I want to see. You know, the whole stuff like, oh, I need somebody like me. No, I don't need somebody like, I'm already me. I don't need somebody else to be like me. I'm already me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you like that sort of stuff, we're not going to begrudge you that either. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if the fact that this character in Life is Strange is a transgender sort of person, sure. All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Do what you got to do, you know?
Because I do also do think that for some people, seeing representations of themselves also is also good to see that too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, in other words, like, we talk about Hispanics in games, right? I mean, there's not a lot of Hispanics in games. You see a lot more white and black people. You barely see any Indian people in it.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think the first time, at least when you call natives, was Prey. Remember that one? The original Prey?
Yeah.
And you play a Native American and
it
comes like, oh.
No.
Like,
Turok?
Turok, that's right, yeah.
Is Turok?
Yeah,
I'm talking Indian, like Chris Indian. You know,
oh, Indian,
like,
Indian, yeah.
You know,
oh.
You know,
That's it. I'm done playing video games.
yeah. Done. He's like, his games are not representing me.
Norman Reed just doesn't look like me, man.
Yeah. Yo, Carlos, put a pin on that. I got to tell you something off air when we get off. about that, when we just talk, I can't do it on air anymore. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is now. It was an old joke that we used to make to distinguish like Native Americans and Indians, but we can't do that on air anymore. Yeah, Chris, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know. I already think of it.
Oh man, and it's a benign one if you think about it, but not in this day and age. All right, let's move on. Question number two. People were mad because Death Stranding scored under a 90 Metacritic, but is still in the Game of the Year category. Yet Control got a 70 Metacritic and is nominated in more categories without the outrage. Why do you think this happened? I'm going to just say because Control was not as high profile as Death Stranding. That's why. And also, let's just address the elephant in the room. Hideo Kojima, who is he best friends with? The guy who's running the Game Awards. So there's the other reason for the controversy. Well, let's just get that out there, you know?
There's a trifecta of controversy on there. Number one, he is buddy-buddy with Jeff Keighley. Number two, Hideo Kojima is part of the advisory panel of the Game Awards. Let's not forget
that.
Number three, Jeff Keighley's in the game.
Shit's fixed.
So that, I mean, here's the thing. I even said this on my Twitter. Like, even if it's not, like, even if it's totally genuine, right, where they just so happen to nominate him, those three things automatically make people start to question the validity of the video game award, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just the visual of it does.
Yeah, it's bad optics.
To be honest, I actually said this sort of thing earlier on when Hideo Kojima got the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Game Awards, which, as deserving as Hideo Kojima is, the optics of it looks like Jeff Keighley giving his good buddy Hideo Kojima an award, who just so happens to be on the advisory panel.
Yeah, the optics, man, you know?
I feel like in order for this thing to work is for Jeff Keighley to not have any sort of... Well, number one, they shouldn't have publicly shown their friendship everywhere, right? Number one, they should have just kept that on the DL so that nobody's looking at that sort of stuff to kind of keep that sort of thing. And number two, it's like it just seems like we're just scratching. It's just something. You're just from the exterior. It just looks like somebody's scratching somebody's back.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Doesn't look right.
I mean, I'm sure there's other people in industry that are good friends, but they don't go touting it all over the place, taking the officialness of whatever they do out of it. Like if a video game, for instance, there are a lot of video games journalists that are very good friends with a lot of people in the video game industry, but they don't go out there saying, "Hey, this is my good buddy," because. Officially, the minute that they decide to review their product, it just look like, even if they're giving their honest opinion, it looks like they're scratching their back. And that's kind of what happened years ago, right? Where a couple of game journalists were involved with certain developers, and you remember that sort of thing? And it automatically makes it.
Well, it's going to look even worse if it wins a bunch of awards.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to be nominated. It's like, all right, it doesn't mean it's going to win it. But if it's like one after another, then it's going to be like, some people are going to be like, this shit's fixed. This is rigged.
The biggest question I have about the Game Awards and, you know, when it comes to this stuff, is just like, there is definitely a lot more games that should have been nominated. But it just seems like it's all the same story between every single category. It's Control, it's Death Stranding, and it's... another one, you know, it's Outer Worlds, and it definitely seems like they're just trying to stack the deck with all the most popular games out there.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we've kind of said this before, you know, with the Game Awards, it's kind of suspect. And
I'm confused why Final Fantasy.
I can't hear what you're saying, Tony.
No, I'm talking.
No, Tony just said something.
Chris is talking, and Tony's like talking too, but we can't hear Tony.
Oh, yeah, we can't hear Tony.
No, oh, you're muted. Can't hear you. Your sound's out.
Oh, maybe let me keep talking, and maybe I can hear you on the.
What about now?
Yeah,
well, there we go.
Yeah, no, unplugged it. No, I was just gonna say to let Chris go. That's all I was trying to say.
Okay.
No, I was gonna say, why is Final Fantasy 14? You know, why isn't like Trails of Cold Steel 3 on in like RP? Why is MMO Lite that's not even released this year. Doesn't make any sense.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, people, I was not actually muted. It's just the mic just dropped. Some fucking bullshit, man.
Yo, mate, you dropped the mic.
Yeah. What the fuck was I saying? Did we all answer this question? Yeah, we did. We answered it enough.
Well, we all pretty much have the same answer. So
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. All right. And the last question of the night from Mighty Nerd. This is a question for Tony. Who the fuck is that?
Who that?
Are you still using the Astro C40 TR Pro controller? And how are the analog module sticks holding up? He's talking about, let's do some, the visual aid guide. Talk about this motherfucker right here. I actually, you know, have not used a controller in a while. I kind of just have it in this box, and it's annoying just taking out. I kind of just use a regular controller, so it's still holding up good, but I haven't used it in a while, you know? But I did use this shit heavy for a minute.
And but you liked it. I thought I was going to replace it. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I always go back to the regular controls at the end of the day, man. I always end up doing that. And this one, Adam, has the back paddles, but it's not back paddles. It's like back buttons, you know, which is really dope. And they're in a really, really good spot. But yeah, this controller is legit. I probably should just start using more. Because the thing is, I always just put it away in its box when I'm done. And then I'm like, oh, do I want to take it out of the box? You know, meanwhile, my regular controller is just out there, you know?
You know what? It's just a simple idea of just putting that irregular controller away and just sitting that one out as the main
But
controller.
I like putting it in a box. Oh, by the way, I was going to say, let me do a quick... we already unboxed this. I just remember we did a video for it earlier this year, bro. You know?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because it comes in this thing. It comes in this little case here, which is pretty dope, you know?
I mean, yeah, just, you know, I would say the, you know, here's the thing. Like, there's something something called out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
If things are put away and things are, you know, kind of, you can't, sometimes you tend to forget that they're there.
Yeah, no, so, exactly. And this one, when I went to go look for it, it was a little bit buried under a bunch of other controllers. I got a million of these fucking things. But this controller right here, this is probably this is probably the best PlayStation controller I have. Fucking amazing, you know?
How much is it?
I don't know.
I
think it's $250 or something.
It was a bit expensive, as I remember.
Yeah. Oh, $200. But that's like fucking the new AirPods.
Yeah, but it's worth it though, man. I'm just saying.
What,
you know?
What is it? Astro what?
Astro C40.
C40.
Carlos is like, I'm gonna wait for that Black Friday sale.
Fuck! It's $200. Dirt.
Oh, it's on sale.
It's it's on sale. $200.
Yeah, yeah. That's a sale. Yeah, but it's worth it though. As by the way, all the shit we talk, I'm gonna put this motherfucker back up. All the shit you guys claim you wanted is in this. As the grips right here, Chris, on the sides. You know.
Oh, nice.
Does it have the detachable battery?
It does not have that.
Then it doesn't have everything.
Adam's not sold
you
now.
You could also switch. You see how the analog's right here and the D-pad's here? You could switch the sides on them if you want.
Oh.
You know, I'm gonna place it. Yeah, man.
And you can put the switch the D-pad and the thumbstick, right?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, I'll do that shit right now, even though I'm pretty sure I did it during the unboxing, you know? Oh, I can't do it because I got to unscrew it.
You got to get
it.
That tool, son.
But yeah, it's. I did the video. You guys can check out the unboxing. But this controller is the shit, man. It is awesome.
Oh, man.
But
it only works for a PS4, right?
Yes, a PS4 controller.
Not PC?
Nope, PS4. Let me do a double check, because I don't want to be like giving out false information here. Carlos?
Oh.
It's on PC, baby!
I might buy it, yo!
It's on PC, baby! And it's wireless and wired, whatever you want, man.
Oh, man, the fucking generation's about to fucking end, too. God damn it. Can it last two more years, man?
I thought that, too. Every time I get, like, a new awesome controller near the end, it's like, I'm not going to be using this shit next gen, man. Fuck.
They just put out a gunmetal gray PlayStation 4 controller. I was like, on Amazon, all PS4 controllers are on sale for like $30.
Uh-oh, man, are you tempted? Oh, wow.
And I'm tempted to pick it up, but I'm like, fuck you, man, because this is the end.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to have one. So far right now, I have at least three. No, excuse me. I have four PlayStation 4 controllers.
Yeah, I have. That's all you got, man? That shit ain't nothing. You know how many I got? Four. And I'm talking about before they started sending me games. You know how controls I got like six of them that I bought, you know?
I have the black controller that came with the PlayStation 4. The one that I bought before the PlayStation 4 came out. Remember that when we did that shit? Got the PlayStation Classic controller, right? The one that looks like the old PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 1 controller. And then my de facto camouflage controller.
There's a million controllers on my bed right now, bitch. So this is a joint I use normally.
Okay, that's the new one.
You already know, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it should look
that's legit. Old school. That's old school PlayStation 2. You had that color.
I had that for PlayStation 2 Mini and PlayStation 3. I always get this variant eventually. So this is the one I use. Well, this one and the normal one, because, you know, when the battery dies, I switch it out, you know?
Yeah, same here.
That's
controller number one.
Do you want me to bring? I got too many controllers, bro. You don't.
I thought that's what you were saying, man. Like my bed's all covered.
Because I got two PlayStation controllers, the Astro, the Xbox controller, and then the fucking Switch controller.
I got my Call of Duty one that I use when I play Call of Duty.
Boy, that shit looks legit though. Man.
This is my cool one. It's Call of Duty 3. I got my Caucasian warrior.
The Caucasian warrior.
Oh, hold up. Keep going.
Oh, do it.
There we go. Oh, all right.
Damn.
I got my other one. This is my throwback.
I was about to break outside.
That's it. Why are you shooting me? But you see, it's got no grips. That's the thing. So I can't use this one for shooters. When I play Call of Duty, the shoe pinches in the face. I have to do this. This is the only one I use for when I play Call of Duty. Right?
COD.
I got this other one. See, you sent me this one.
That's pretty sick, yo.
This is the one I use when I play with the Switch. What else?
Yo, Adam, I'm not even trying to bring up my 8-bit Duke controllers, man. Forget about it, bro.
I got mine.
Forget about it.
Yo, check this out. Adam already showed the shit. I love
it. Oh, yeah, man. You got the fight stick, though. That's the thing. You got that. Where's that fight stick? Bring out the fight stick.
Oh, no, that's in the closet. I put that shit away, man. I think we're done here, people. So, yeah, anyway, so tomorrow early, you know, probably afternoon, you know, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern, watch out for a video that we're going to throw up on our YouTube, and it'll also be on Twitch. It'll be linked, Twitch maybe, but definitely our Twitter will be linked. Manny and I are going to give you the details of the contest where we're going to give you away a free game, and we're going to give the game away for free on Thursday, which is this week. Throwdown episode.
Wednesday.
Because we have Turkey Day. Yeah. Now we're canceling Turkey Day, man. Throwdown Day, man. Fuck that.
Throwdown.
Yeah. Wednesday. You know? So it should be fun. It will give all the details. What game sketch? I will tell you what games we're going to be giving away. So we're going to let you guys decide. We're going to put five games up. And whichever one wins, that'll be the one we give away. So the choices are going to be, clear my throat here, Death Stranding, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Pokemon Sword and Shield. Both of them, by the way, we will send you both of those games if that's the winner. Call of Duty Modern Warfare and The Outer Worlds, man. So we'll have a poll up there linked with the video. All the details will be in the video itself, and it'll be cool, man. And, you know, Manny will do his usual thing. He'll gather everybody's names. This is for... you know, our subscribers here on Twitch, YouTube guys, Twitter guys, everybody, you know, everybody can get in, you know, mm-hmm. It'd be crazy, man.
Giving it back, son.
Yeah. Throw down your, Call of Duty. You're crazy, Sketch. I think we're done. So yeah, thank you again. Wednesday. That's when we're coming back. Get this fucking graphic up. What's the graphics all got? So for Throwdown, the holidays were not affect Throwdown Your Questions, by the way. Mm-hmm. How to submit your questions for Throwdown Your Questions. Step one, you join our Discord. Links are all over the place for that. Step two, on Discord, you go to Throwdown Your Questions. And step three, submit your questions. We always love the Discord because it's always popping in there. Mm-hmm. Because of that room, we do not run out of topics for every episode. You guys are always giving us stuff.
You guys are, shout out to the Discord room. You know, like you're always kind of popping and moving around in there. It's really great in there.
It's awesome, man. I think, we're done here, people. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us a question to the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. By the way, we still do have a bunch of Death Stranding posters, so we gotta figure out what we're gonna do with those things.
We're gonna go heavy on giveaways, probably starting next year, because this year's about to end. We only got like four more episodes left. But we got a bunch of shit coming for you guys, man. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Jesus.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody. Get that turkey.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, everybody.
And Brian Munjoma.
I got nothing funny to say at the end. Sorry.
What the fuck? No.
All right, people. We'll see you on Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, man. Later.
Later.
Later.